Hi, Steve. So we've got a much anticipated Fed meeting this week, and the big question is how aggressive will the Fed be in planning for additional rate hikes this year and next year? We know that a rate hike is coming this week, probably a 25 basis point one, but the market is forward looking, so they'll be looking at whatever clues the Fed will give. And one of the major clues will be the Fed's dot plot. All right, so what is the Fed's dot plot and why does it matter? So before answering that, let's ask the question, what is the FOMC, which stands for the Federal Open Market Committee? This is the monetary policy making body of the Federal Reserve System. The FOMC is composed of 12 members, the 7 members of the Board of Governors, and 5 of the 12 Reserve Bank presidents. So here's a graphic. So you've got the Board of Governors and 5 regional presidents that make up the FOMC. Now, the FOMC holds 8 regularly scheduled meetings per year, and we've got one coming up this week. During this meeting, they review the economic and financial conditions of the market, of the economy. They determine the appropriate stance of monetary policy, and they assess the risks to its long-run goals of price stability and sustainable economic growth. All right, the FOMC also releases a summary of economic projections 4 times a year, about every 3 months. And in this summary of economic projections, they talk about their projections for real GDP growth, unemployment rate, the PCE and core PCE inflation projections, and also they project the federal funds rate going forward for the next few years. So what is the federal funds rate? The federal funds rate is the interest rate that banks charge each other to borrow or lend excess reserves overnight. And the law requires that banks must have a minimum reserve level in proportion to their deposits. This reserve requirement is held at the Federal Reserve Bank. When a bank has excess reserve requirements, it may lend these funds overnight to other banks that have a realized reserve deficit. So what is the impact of the federal funds rate? The federal funds rate is one of the most important interest rates in the U.S. economy, and that's because it affects monetary and financial conditions, which in turn have a bearing on critical aspects of the broader economy, including employment, growth, and inflation. All right, so the federal funds rate, this is now determined by the FOMC at their 8 meetings annually. And the federal funds rate projections are also given at 4 of these meetings that the FOMC holds every year. And as part of the summary of economic projections, one of the key parts of this is the Fed's dot plot. And this shows an outlook for the Fed funds rate. And it kind of plots each of the governors and representatives' projections of how they see the Fed funds rate increase or decrease over time. So more specifically, the Fed's dot plot is probably the most closely scrutinized scatter chart in world's financial markets. When the dot plot shifts, it can send a powerful message to investors on whether the U.S. central bank expects to speed up or slow down its planned tightening of monetary policy. All right, so let's look at the Fed's dot plot going back to December 16, 2020. Again, this is every 3 months or so. And if you look at this dot plot, you have the long-term or longer-run Fed funds rate around 2.5%. And if you go forward into March 17th, 2021, again, the longer term rate is, you know, at 2.5%. And then they also give shorter term rates of 2021, 2022, and 2023. Going to June 16th, 2021, again, longer term is stable 2.5%, but this is starting to change the trajectory of the interest rates. September 22nd, 2021, long run is still 2.5%, but you see the scatter dots in this plot is actually increasing upward. And the last economic kind of projections were given on December 15th, 2021, and you see a big spike up. Again, the longer term rates are still 2.5%. So let's take a closer look at exactly what the near term kind of 1 to 2 year projections at these FOMC meetings were. In 2020, December, you see that the Fed's fund rates was basically projected to be 0% all of 2022 and is close to 0% in all of 2023. And so you had for the foreseeable future a projection of the Fed's funds rate close to zero. So this was back just in December 2020. Now, moving forward 3 months later, March 17, 2021, you start to see the dots start to trend up, but still you, as a consensus and the median, you had 0 rate hikes for 2022 and 0 rate hikes for 2023. And you still had a forecast of super low interest rates, right, for the foreseeable future. All right, 3 months later, June 16th, 2021, now you start to see the scatter dots actually increase more. And you have, as a median, a 0 to 1 rate hike in 2021 as a median, and then you had probably an additional one rate hike in 2023 as a median. So the rate forecasts here are starting to creep up for 2022 and 2023, nothing major as of yet. And then in September 22nd, 2021, there you have some definitive movement here. You have, as a median, one rate hike projected in 2022, around here. And then you had two rate hikes projected in 2023 about. And so, yeah, you see a significant spike in the Fed funds rate expectations, especially for 2023. All right, moving on to December 15th, 2021. This is the last FOMC meeting where we had the summary of economic projections. So you see a big difference here in this meeting. So as a median, you had three rate hikes projected in 2022. And then you had another three rate hikes projected right in 2023 or so. So you have big rate hike expectations actually for 2022 and 2023. All right, so what's the big kind of change that happened in December? The biggest change was inflation. And if you notice this chart here, you have the largest gap between the Fed funds rate and inflation since the 1970s, right? So you have inflation trending, what, 7 or 8% or so up here, and you have the Fed funds rate close to zero. So this is the largest gap. The Fed is going to need and is needing to actually somehow control inflation. And one of the ways they can do so is by raising the Fed funds rate. All right, let's go through a few forecasts from different investment banks. Morgan Stanley, their chief U.S. economist, Ellen Zentner, said back in February, "We now expect the Fed to deliver a total of 6 25 basis hikes this year. The Fed is likely to hike rates by 25 basis points at the end of its March policy meeting." This is this week, followed by additional 25 basis point hikes in May, June, July, and another two hikes in September and December. Goldman Sachs, another big investment bank, says they expect 7 rate hikes in 2022. This is from February. And they basically expect at every meeting, the Fed to raise interest rates by 25 basis points all the way to the end of the year. JP Morgan says that Federal Reserve will likely raise interest rates by 25 basis points at each of their future policy meetings until March of 2023 in an effort to get soaring inflation under control. That would mean 9 consecutive rate increases to 2.2% by March of next year. So one of the questions is, next week, or this week actually, will the Fed raise Fed funds rate by 0.25% or by 5%. And Citigroup, Deutsche Bank, HSBC, and Nomura Holdings, they all expect actually a half point hike in March. This is as of February. All right, so we can also look at the Fed funds future. So these are actually future contracts that people are betting on where the Fed funds rate are going to be at different points of time. Currently, you see actually the Fed funds futures predicting in 1 year, the Fed funds rate to be close to 1.5%, and in 2 years to be close to 2%. Now, there is a market probability tracker that the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta has on their website, and they kind of let you go through the Fed funds futures, and at different points, they have to see what people are expecting in the market. So at the end of 2022, the expected Fed funds rate is about 1.75% or 175 basis points. And then at the end of 2023, the expected Fed funds rate is 212 basis points, right, or 2.12%. Here's a chart by Bloomberg, and it shows the number of rate hikes from the Fed that is being priced in. And if you look here, they're pricing in about 7 rate hikes until February of 2023. Next, Bank of America's Mark Cabana, he says he expects Fed officials to forecast 5 hikes for 2022 and another 4 for next year. The Fed previously anticipated 3 increases in both years. All right, there's a couple of considerations to know about before this Fed meeting coming up on Tuesday and Wednesday. The first is that there is a big impact of the war in Ukraine. You're seeing commodities spiking, oil price spiking, gas increasing across the country. This is going to have an impact on the economy, and the Fed is likely going to take note. A lot of people are going to be curious to see if the Fed is going to be a little bit more conservative in their projections for rate hikes, because perhaps the economy could be struggling, right, with the effects of this war. Also, I think the most likely scenario is a 25 basis point rate hike that the Fed announces on Wednesday. And I think they'll signal probably 4 additional rate hikes in 2022 and another 4 additional rate hikes in 2023. All right, I hope that was helpful. The Fed's Open Market Committee, the FOMC meeting, is actually this week, March 15th and 16th. So on Wednesday, March 16th at 2 p.m. Eastern time, the Fed will release their quarterly summary of economic projections with the dot plot. So all eyes will be on that. Also, Jerome Powell will also host a press conference at 2 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday. All right, all my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.